Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I met a guy out and he ended up being a pretty well-known actor in a TV show later on, like 10 years after I went out with him.
Do I know this guy?
And I met him. These were my New York days.
Whoa.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, hello.
Hey. Multiple submissions. Hey. Was that it?
No. Oh. There's some fantastic names on here. You guys, welcome to the Calm Down Podcast, a little pregame. For those of you that are new to the podcast, welcome. Pregame is where we answer your questions, comments, and concerns, and they induce wonderful topics for the big show, as Aaron calls it, on Thursday.
Big show.
Big show. All right. We've got our first question, and I'll be asking it because it's about your little man. This question comes to us from Mere Handsome. Adorable. Love the name Mac, but what happened to the name Saban?
Love the name Saban. Want it to be Saban at some point. You know, maybe when we're pregnant with our second, we'll go Saban.
Whoa,
with that.
Breaking news.
I know. This kid's
3 months old. God. We got another one on the way.
Yep, sure.
Okay, not yet.
Calm down. Listen, it's already hard enough. I wasn't somebody that wanted to have multiple middle names. And that was kind of a conversation with us. We used my grandfather's name as his middle name. And then it's like, what about Jared's grandfather? Do we do both? Like, it's already a lot. So I thought that would be a lot to ask to do Mac, Roger, Saban, Stoll. And kind of unfair for Jared, but oh well. There's always baby number two.
Do we want to explain where the name Mac came from?
Yeah. So we were going to go with Jack for the longest time. And I know too many Jacks. And I, once our friend Peter Schrager had a baby and named her Betty, I had said, Jared, we need to be creative. Betty is so cute. And nothing against anyone named Jack.
The name Jack's fantastic.
Great. Yes. And what was my top notch favorite. But then we have a little cutie cute 12-year-old friend, mutual friend, Carson Phipps, who we die for. She's done some digging and we were on our way to a little trip in the Bahamas and her father made a comment. Oh, I think Mac Brown, head coach of the Tar Heels, had a house here or has a house here. And all of a sudden, Carsey yelled, wait a second. What about Mac Stoll? And we were like,
Rhymes with Jack. Same idea.
Did I ever tell you that Mac Brown texted me about having a baby? And I said to him,
Tell the story. Yeah.
So Coach Brown texted and said, Sally and I want to just congratulate you on your new addition. And I said, Coach, did you hear what his name is? And he said, I did. And I said, well, let me tell you the story behind it. And he just loved it. And
so
I thought I would get like some Tar Heels gear from the Brown and Heels family, but no, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
No, we're not.
Not really.
Please, Mac, please send it. Would you mind? I do love a Carolina blue. Michael Jordan, where art thou?
Come on.
Mm-hmm. So cute. Jack Stoll, though, has a book for Christmas that he will be reading because I pre-ordered this book for Aaron's kid when I thought his name was Jack. So just cross
and
out the J and put an M.
From Carissa for Jack Stoll. When
Still
we got pregnant,
Jared,
but yeah, yay, Jared. And then there's a Jack Stoll with the Philadelphia Eagles. So that thing, yeah.
Did you, Mir Hansen, did you want all that information? You're welcome, because we are the gift that keeps on giving. Next.
Oh, next. Jeff Boyardee 24, is that it?
That was the name I liked.
That's so good.
That's the one.
Worst date you've been on, Carissa Jean Thompson.
Yeah, I think we talked about it once, but the guy cried the first time we hung out when we were at a movie theater and it was a movie and he started crying.
Yeah.
But let me think about another worst date I've ever been on. I don't know. I mean, God,
nothing against people that are sober, but I met a guy out and he ended up being a pretty well-known actor in a TV show later on, like 10 years after I went out with him.
Do I know
And
this
I met
guy?
Him. These were my New York days. And I met him out on a date and it was like an afternoon date. And it was like a perfect New York day where it was like everybody was out drinking. And he was sober and all my girlfriends were out drinking at the time. And I had to make up reason why I had to leave.
Yeah, that's tough because you feel bad. And like as you're ordering another. Yeah. Did you order any drinks?
No, because we ended up just hanging out at his place. And I was
like, do I know who this is?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I'm going to do some digging
too.
And find. No.
Sober Jeff and shorter.
Oh my God.
Next.
Check, please. No, we're kidding. We like people that are shorter and sober. I do. I know my dad and my brother are both sober.
Yeah.
And I said to them one time, I go, you're not as fun when you don't drink. And they're like, okay, thank you. That's enough out of you. They're like, hey, how about you put the bottle down, psycho? All right. Anonymous. Oh, remember, we love, you can submit anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep the spark alive in a long-term relationship? Well, I don't really have many of those. So let's go to the gal who's been married 5 years now. Are we five or seven?
Six, right. Seven? Sure.
Right.
Where's somewhere that spark? Does anyone have a match around here? I don't know. I mean, 70. Oh, yeah. We have been married 6 years because I said to Jared, a lot of people get divorced during their seven-year itch,
which I don't like that itch thing. What does that mean? I get it. Like, you know, what do you call it? A bee in your bonnet or like something?
Yeah, that's a real bee in my bonnet.
Different.
I don't know. I don't know. We try to be good with communication. I don't know how we keep this. It's not like I feel like we're lacking a spark, but I don't know.
I'll tell you what I got.
Kind of stuff.
I'll tell you what Steve is trying to do to keep the spark alive. Don't worry. I got a calendar invite for a date night.
Aww.
What's it in a calendar?
I love that.
I know. That is very sweet. Anyways, okay. I haven't replied yet. I haven't accepted the
you haven't pressed accept.
For the day. It's still in the inbox. It hasn't been moved into the calendar portion of the program. How do you keep the spark alive? I'll say this. I'll speak on the relationship that has lasted the longest in my life, not me personally, because we know those don't last. My parents, my dad insisted. Very simple. Maybe this one with Steve will last because he does exactly what my dad did. Insisted on a date night every week with my mother.
I love that.
From the earliest memory I have of my parents, he would always, and when they had no money, he would take her to the movies and they would make popcorn ahead of time and she'd sneak it in her purse because they didn't want to have to buy popcorn because they had no money. Because he always would say, you kids will come and go, but she will be here. So he made her the priority. So I think as someone who's trying to have healthy relationships, I think making your spouse a priority is good and a little sexy time. You know what I mean? Because I don't need a roommate. You gotta jazz it up every now and then.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, girlfriend, you're up.
Miss Britt Morgan, it's fall. What are your things about, or what are your things? How about I read? What are your thoughts on all things pumpkin? I am not a pumpkin spice girl. I like my house smelling like pumpkins. I want to hire someone to decorate my house to be a little fall and fabulous. But yeah, I'm not a pumpkin in my coffee, pumpkin in my tea. I just don't pumpkin it up. I get grossed out really easily.
What are you grossed out by?
I just sweet things.
Oh, right. I'm the opposite. I don't like sweet. I'd like a black iced coffee all day, every day. But guess what I did on my way home prior to our podcast? I stopped by Dunkin' Donuts because they have pumpkin.
The
now,
one by my house?
I wish it was the one by my house. I didn't have time or else I would have swung on by. Walk on by. So this is a pumpkin iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. And I love it. I am running on Dunkin' today. I love anything pumpkin. I will crush pumpkin muffins all day, every day. In fact, for the big show, I have a fun story about George Kittle, Fred Warner, and pumpkin loaf. That's a tease in the biz.
I hate the word loaf.
Anything pumpkin. Right. You're not a fan of that. It is a weird word.
Mm-hmm. It's
but
gross.
Yeah, anything pumpkin for me. In fact, the best pumpkin muffin I've ever had is from Bristol Farms.
Ooh.
Do what you want with that.
I like their smoothies after my Pilates class.
Oh my God, you're so LA. Mm. We have got multiple submissions. That's the name, or is that actually multiple submissions? Ryan, our wonderful podcast producer, who's also wearing a Calm Down t-shirt.
Adorable.
I'm wearing the mug. I'm going to update the gear because I think it's time for us. Like, we're cool. We're funky. We've been around. Hey, 100,000 followers. I love you guys. Thank you.
That's cute.
I think it's adorable. And I'm not like the gal to like give a shit about followers because half the time people buy followers. But you guys are so sweet. We love you. Yeah, you know the ones. All right, multiple submissions. I digress. Getting a late start, but finally pursuing my dream to work in sports broadcasting. Best advice and tips. Aaron, you're up first.
You know what? I think we spoke for a quick 5 minutes today because that's all our calendars would allow. But I think way we've gone about it, I'm very proud of. We worked our asses off. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Actually, somebody at my gate in the industry that when we were going to Detroit this weekend. Carissa and I worked our asses off. We still work our asses off. My girl is working really hard right now, doing 2 games a week.
Don't
it's
mind.
A lot.
You're,
two
you?
Shows a week.
Yes.
It's a lot. But I would never take anything back about the fact that I put my career ahead of everything. I didn't get married till late. Obviously, didn't have a baby till late because now we are in this point in our career that we're having fun. It's crazy to say at 45, I feel like I'm finally showing my real self on air. It's nuts that it's taken this long. But look, we're in a male-dominated industry that there's a lot of scrutiny. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of naysayers. There's only a couple of these jobs available. And to feel comfortable in your skin, to be in a network with a network that you feel like allows you to do that, says a lot as well. So I would just say work your ass off as hard as you can. And then when you're old and disheveled and covering your gray hairs with your orange hairs, that's
Stop
when
it.
You can start having fun.
I want to talk about this. I'm going to always refer now to the big show because Aaron said that last week and it made me laugh.
But, big show.
This is a conversation I'd like to elaborate on because there was a little bit of an epiphany for both of us this week as it pertains to this idea of being ourselves.
Sure was.
Put a pin in that. But I would say for me, and I try to be, I hate this word, let's take it easy. You're not some role model, Carissa, but I do try to mentor young girls in the industry that ask for help because here's my thing, ask. I'm happy to help you. There were people that helped me. But I always, my biggest piece of advice for them is always be yourself. You can try to, like, there's certain things that, you can, perfect your craft, but be authentic, be different. The things that will make you stand out are not being like everyone else. So don't try to conform to what you think you're supposed to be on television. And then also just be humble and be hardworking. Work your ass off and know, like, for my thing is you're not bigger than row, 32B, sweetheart. And you're not bigger than going to that Hertz rental car and having to pick up you're not going to always have car service. You're not going to always have first class. We didn't get that till 15 years into our profession. There was a lot of times I'm paying out of pocket for cab rides for all. I had to do it in Detroit today or last week, actually, for don't be bigger than something. And remember that when you get hopefully to where you want to be, that it's okay to go back to that or take the cab or sit in row 32B, because guess what? There's someone waiting to take your job. So be humble, hardworking, and have fun. Be authentic. Did everyone get all that? And thank you for joining us here on this TED Talk.
Calm down. Wait, Mara Connor. Yep. Sorry, I crucified that one. Mar and Carda. My anaconda.
Don't want none.
One thing you'll never wear during games. Heels. I got to walk around. I can't do it. It's crazy. Strapless bra is hard too. There's a lot of movement. I don't want to be pulling it up during the game.
No, it
doesn't look good.
Down.
Yeah, it's terrible. Third and four. Well, this thing is third into my knees. Jeez.
It's third and a long way down the torso is what it is. No, the strapless bras are terrible. No, and then the problem with the stick ones, which I do love, because we've talked about this before, we start sweating. Now one's off and the other one's hanging on by the last little morsel. You heard me, morsel. That's the word
morsel,
I like.
Yeah.
Of like the stickiness. As we talked about last week, man, just don't wear one. Nope. Anywho, things I never wear by covering a game. I mean, here's my other thing too. My outfits in studio can be different than being out at a game. But I'm just going to say this, ladies out there. Sometimes, and I've had my moments where I'm like, am I coming in from the club? But I got to tell you guys, don't be distracting. I want to hear what people are saying. If you are wearing outfits that are just crazy, or I think that you're doing a walk of shame, now you're what I'm talking about, not the actual game itself. So I'm not saying you can't be an individual, but let's not just, you know, be an eyesore. Okay.
Listen, I learned
a lot. And also off the shoulder, like the whole, like, what are we doing here? You can't show both shoulders, maybe one shoulder. I had a top one time. Remember when I did that interview with Tua Tagovailoa last year, because I was going through it and it was all I had in my closet in the Nashville thing. And I went into this interview. I looked so trashy. I looked like a dick. Okay. I was exactly what I'm talking about right now. And maybe it's the 41-year-old in me saying this, but some of you ladies that I see on television, you're getting crazy. Okay. Like, this is still a place of employment. Let's all remember that. Okay. Okay,
I just think this is
motherly advice.
Put some clothes on. And I don't want this to be perceived as, oh, you guys can buy these clothes or this, this, and this. No.
But we share clothes so we can save money.
We do share clothes, actually. For the record, we share clothes. But keep it simple, stupid. Like, that's what I always think. Like, I don't think you have to go crazy with some, like, Nutty McGee outfit. Wear a fantastic blazer and wear, like, a cute t-shirt under it. And a jean. Yes. Don't wear a jean. That's crazy.
No,
that's crazy.
Don't wear a t-shirt that has writing on it. I don't want to be like, what? Actually, okay, this is for the big show too. You know what? Do's and don'ts of outfits. What not to wear. Is that show still on TLC? Because I have a lot of things that you shouldn't be wearing. Oh, looks like we're all out of time. Join us next week for our thoughts on the industry and everything
some of you
never asked for.
You're getting crazy out there.
Getting crazy. Oh my God.
I don't see anybody. I'm working.
Put on a turtleneck.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.